Hi there and welcome to my GIMP tutorial. In this tutorial I will walk through the user interface of the GIMP, and the goal is to make you understand the user interface enough so that you can explore GIMP all by yourself. And I have just started up GIMP here, and what we get first is a tip of the day. Nothing complicated, just read them through if you have the time, they are mostly useful. I'll just close this down for now. And if you haven't messed around too much with the GIMP, you will get two windows when you start it. You will have a main window, which is the window with the tools in it. And if you close down this window, all other windows in the GIMP will be closed. And you will also get a dock window. And I will concentrate on the dock window first. And a dock is made up of dialogues, and a dialogue is anything from a layers dialog, which we have here, or a channels dialog, or a paths dialog, or down here we have the brushes dialog and the patterns dialog, and so on. And all of these palettes can be, all of these dialogs can be rearranged in any way you like. We can move down the undo history down to this palette, or we can move out the layers palette by just dragging it out of this dock here, which creates a new dock for us. And this new dock can be, we can place dialogues into this new dock, we can place the patterns dialogue or the paths dialogue, and we can also arrange dialogues on top and under each other. I can drag the layers dialogue here, which will create a new row of dialogues in this dock. And I can resize this in a normal way. So basically you can customize the dialogues in very different ways, but I tend to keep all of my dialogues in a single dock because that works great for me. And then you ask, well, where do I find all the dialogues? And one good place for doing that is in the main window. We go to File and Dialogues. Here you will find all the dialogues available in the GIMP. We can, for instance, bring forward the Colors dialog. And this is where I usually grab my layers. You can also grab them from this little button here, add a tab. You also have all of these dialogues here, and you will find out that most of the features of the GIMP can be accessed in several ways. So, but these are the ways that I generally get myself new dialogues. You can also use a pre-configured dock. If you go to File, Dialogues, Create New Dock, and here you have a Layers, Channels and Paths dock ready or pre-made for you. Well, I hope that covers the dialogues and the docs part, and we will move on to the tools of the GIMP. And by default you have all the tools in the main window, and you have a Tool Options dialog. I'll just move this out so you can see that it's a normal dialogue. It's a good idea though to have it here because it's more or less standard. And the tool options contains all of the options for the selected tool. For instance, if I select the rectangle tool select, I get all of these options for it here. And I can select the pen tool, and I get the pen tool options. And this is basically the way you adjust the behavior of different tools. For instance, if we take the paintbrush tool here, you can change the brush you wish to use, or you can change the opacity of it, or and so on. So a good idea is to go through the different tools here and see what options you have for the tools. And another thing that is important to know is that the dialogues work on the current image. So if I bring forward the layers dialog, for instance, and I create a new image, and I create another image, and I paint a little bit on a random image like this one here. Whoops. Let's select the paint brush tool. Then you can see that when I change images here, the undo history, for instance, gets updated, and the layers dialog gets updated. So keep in mind that the information that the different dialogs display are for the active image. And you will also note that there is a menu on all image windows. And this menu, like the file menu mostly, have the same things that the main window does. So this is another example of duplicate things to reach stuff. You can also bring forward a very useful menu when you have an image. I can maximize this, but now I can't because I have a little trick going on. But I can bring forward a menu by right-clicking on the canvas. And from here I can reach all of the interesting options as well. So if you keep those separated, you have dialogues, you have docs, and you have tools, and you have images. Once you grasp that, you will be able to explore GIMP more easily and find out all the awesome stuff that you can do with it. So good luck with exploring, and thanks for watching.